Shalom, Chag Sameach, Chag Hanukkah Sameach, and Kodesh Tov, Kodesh Tevet Tov. Hallelujah. Today is Sunday, the 25th of December, 2022. Maliba Riba Kashanda. On the Roman Gregorian calendar, as per Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, today is Sunday, the 25th of December, 2022. And on the biblical calendar, which is also the Most High God's calendar, the Hebrew calendar, as per Genesis chapter 1 and Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, today is Tevet 1. Today marks the beginning of a new month, a new season on the calendar of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come into the presence of Yah with thanksgiving and with praise. And I soak myself in the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. I soak this environment in the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. I soak my lips, my tongue, my eyes in the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, in the name of Yahushua. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we begin a new month, and it is tradition on the very first day of every month to blow the shofar horn to signal the beginning of a new season. Also, in the days past in Israel, they used to light a beacon on a hill so as to notify the rest of the world that the new moon had been seen. The sightings of the new moon were visible in the sky, and therefore a new month had begun. Unfortunately, Esau became jealous of Israel for being in control of determining the beginning of the month, and so Esau took that away from Israel and then took over it by recreating the calendar of the Most High God and eventually coming up with what we now have as the Roman Gregorian calendar. Hence, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 says that the anti-Messiah, the beast, shall think to change the times and the laws and vex the people of Yah, the saints of Yah, the Kedoshim, the holy ones of Yah. Hallelujah. Now, we all know that Esau, that the Pope, is the beast out of the sea, and therefore operates in the spirit and anointing of Esau, whereas the anti-Messiah, and who is Barack Hussein Obama, is the beast out of the earth and operates in the spirit and the anointing of Ishmael. And the beast out of the sea is the spiritual mother to the beast out of the earth. This is all revealed in the prophecy that was given through to Rebecca or Rivka while she was heavily pregnant with Esau and Jacob. The full prophecy can be found in the Legends of the Jews. It was given to her by Yah through Shem and Eba while she was 7 months pregnant. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to begin with some songs. I'm hoping to be able to discuss various things today, but we'll see how it goes. That Hanukkah is coming to an end. Today is day 7. Day 8 is about to begin. I understand that today is known as Christmas Day worldwide. That is something that I'm no longer bothered by, in the sense that we in our home, we don't even have any symbol of Christmas. We got rid of that long time ago, over 5 years ago. And we do not encourage anyone to celebrate Christmas or even wish each other Merry Christmas, because there is nothing merry about Christmas. It may look merry in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm, it's deadly. All right, let's start by singing this song. Since today is a day that we declare the holiness of Yahweh as the beginning of the month, as the month, the new month begins, and we choose to be holy before the Most High God by staying away from Christmas, even though the rest of the world is celebrating Christmas. We choose not to be wavering between two opinions, as Prophet Elijah says. We also choose to serve Yahweh, not Baal, the sun god. Today is, you know, they are honoring the rebirth of the sun god. Most people don't know that this day has nothing to do with the Messiah, because it existed long before he was even born in human form. All right, let's sing this song. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. Hallelujah. Only you are holy. Only you are holy. For there is no like you, who is faithful ever true. All my life, my heart, my life is a testimony. Only you are holy. Only you are holy. Only you are holy. For there's no one else like you, who is faithful ever true. All my heart, my love, my life He's a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bow before you, O Lord. There is none like you, for you are holy. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord, you are worthy. You are mighty, Lord. You are the only one who can save us, Lord. You are the only one who can deliver us from the pit. You are the only one who can deliver us from all troubles. Father, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory and honor, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah. Mauzur Yahushua ti lechana leshabea tikun beit tefilati vesham toda nezabea let takin matbea mitzahamna be Azegmo Beshir Mizmo Hanuka Hamizbeak Azegmo Beshir Mizmo Hanuka Hamizbeak Roku Vejes let us song praise thy saving power thou amidst the raging force wast thou sheltering tower furious they assailed us but thine arm availed us and thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us and thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us children of the Maccabees, whether free or fettered, wake the echoes where ye may be scattered. Yours the message cheering that the time is nearing. Which will see all men free, tyrants disappearing. see all men free, tyrants disappearing. Amen. Amen in Yahushua's name. Yahushua Yahweh and Ruach HaKodesh are our anchor. Hallelujah. John 10:22-41. It was the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter and Yahushua was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch, Shlomo. The Jews therefore came around him and said to him, "How long will you hold us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. If you are the Mashiach or Messiah, tell us plainly." Yahushua answered them, "I told you and you don't believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify about me. But you don't believe me because you are not of my sheep. As I told you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give eternal life to them. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and the Father are one." Therefore, Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yahushua answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We don't stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." Yahushua answered them, "Isn't it written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scripture can't be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, 'You blaspheme'? Because I said I am the Son of God. If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. But if I do them, though you don't believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in the Father. I am in my Father, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. My Father is in me. The Spirit of na 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 na, the living in me, all the living in me. I am in my Father, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. My Father is in me, the Son and the Spirit, the Son and the Spirit, all are living in me, all are living in me. I am in my Father, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. My Father is in me, the Son and the Spirit, the Son and the Spirit, all are living in me, all are living in me. Amen in Yahushua's name. Verse 39, they sought again to seize him and went out of their way, out of their hand. He went out of their hand. He went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John was baptizing at first, and there he stayed. Many came to him. They said, "John, indeed did no sign, but everything that John said about this man is true. Many believed in him there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. So John chapter 10 is a chapter that talks about the shepherdhood of Yahushua HaMashiach. And it's very much related to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Though I walk, he restores my soul. Though I walk through the path of the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. This chapter that I just read is very much related to Hanukkah. It's also related to the year, Roman Gregorian year 2023. I still hope to do an audio to explain that a bit more, hopefully this coming week. So John chapter 10 and Psalm 23 are related because they talk about the shepherdhood of Yahushua HaMashiach towards us. And it's interesting that within the same chapter, Yahweh decided to write about Yahushua's observation of the Feast of Dedication, also known as Hanukkah. And during that very festival, Yahushua happened to be in the temple. So they are trying, you know, Yahweh is painting a picture here for you here. First of all, they mention the word dedication. So this is a time of total dedication to the Most High God. It's a time to stop wavering between two opinions, or a time to stop, being lukewarm. It's a time to make up your mind to either be hot or cold, to either be for Yahweh or for Baal. And then they continue to tell us that it was in the winter season, which means there's no way shepherds are looking after sheep in the fields, even though within the same chapter they are talking about shepherdhood. Then they are telling us about the temple. Yahweh setting the scene here, and remember that this festival of Hanukkah, is all about rededication of the holy temple, the second holy temple, after the desecration of that temple by the Greek Empire, which is mentioned in Daniel chapter 2. They also mentioned Solomon, because he's the one that, built the very first temple, and there's a porch that was named after him. As we learned yesterday on Shabbat, which is also day 6 of Hanukkah, this chapter, at this time when Yahushua was on Solomon's porch, he was, it's interesting that on that very day, he confirmed his deity, as in he's the Son of God, and also the fact his oneness with the Father. Something very crucial, keeping in mind that his body, his flesh body, is a combination of the body of the Father and the body of the Son, and is made of wheat, hence he is the bread of life. Okay, I need to stop here because the audio time is running out. Shalom, Chag Sameach, and Kodesh Tov.